Ladies and gentlemen, the secret word tonight is light. L-I-G-H-T.
Really?
You bet your life. And here he is, the one, the only...
That's me, Groucho Marx. Again with a paltry $1,000. A sailor from the Coast Guard and his partner, an Army officer's daughter, clipped me last week for $6,000. So tonight we're starting over poor but happy. who's first to try in this harlequinade tonight, Mr. Fenneman?
Well, we invited some airline pilots to the program tonight, Groucho, and just before we went on the air, our studio audience selected Mr. Boyd O'Donnell. His partner, selected from the audience, is Miss Irene Merlin, the ship's nurse, and here they are. Folks, meet Groucho Marx.
Well, hello, welcome. Say the secret word and you'll divide $100. It's a common word, something you see every day. Irene Merlin, is that right?
That's right, Groucho.
That's a lovely name. Where are you from, Irene?
Well, I grew in Proctor, Minnesota.
Uh-huh. You're the pilot, Mr. Boyd O'Donnell, huh?
That's right.
Where are you from, Boyd?
I'm from originally Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Uh-huh. Are you married?
No.
The kind of a pilot I like to meet. He's got his feet on the ground. Irene, you're not married either?
No.
Just checking, you know. You think you could get interested in a fellow like me?
Well, I think you're rather premature, Groucho.
No, I was born the regulation size. You mean there's no chance for me at all, Irene?
Oh, no.
Well, good night, Irene. Boyd is casting sheep's eyes at Irene. Who do you work for, Boyd?
I work for the Flying Tiger Line.
Well, make up your mind. Which is it, a lion or a tiger?
No, it's Flying Tiger Line, L-I-N-E.
Oh. That's what I like to see in a pilot. Good spelling. what is it you do, Irene? You say you're a nurse?
Well, I'm a ship's nurse, Groucho.
What's the matter with the old tub? Is she seasick? What's the name of your patient?
SS President Cleveland.
Why do they always call a ship a she, don't they? Why is that?
Well,
why do they? Why are they, I mean?
Can I speak now?
Yeah, I'll shut up for a while.
Every skipper, every captain is a male, and whether a ship is called a he, a she, or a it, it has to take the place of a captain's affections.
Well, there's no point in getting angry about it.
You're just confusing me.
I'm trying to be as benevolent as all get out here. Now, who owns the President Cleveland?
American President Line.
Where do you travel on your ship besides fore and aft and port and starboard?
Well,
pretty nautical stuff, eh? Avast there, mate. Does that do anything to you, Irene?
Terrific.
Does nothing to me, eh? Well, anyway, where do you travel?
Well, we make a complete tour of the Orient, Groucho. We go to L.A. and then Hawaii.
What?
Pardon me.
Make a complete tour of the Orient, you go to L.A.? What's
that?
I've heard this town called many things.
From San Francisco.
Oh, I see.
From San Francisco to Los Angeles, every other trip.
Mm-hmm.
From there, I go to Hawaii and then Japan, China.
You go to where? What was the other place?
Hawaii.
I'm all right. How are you? I always say that if anybody says hello.
Japan.
And it never gets a laugh either. But it's something to live with. Irene, you're not married, and neither is Hotshot Charlie over here, right?
No.
Would you be interested in a flying tiger?
Well, it would be a change.
I won't ask you what it's a change from. We'll just let it go at that.
Thank you.
Well, maybe I can arrange it. Do you like to fly?
Well, frankly, Groucho, I've never been off the ground.
Irene, you old ship's nice. Your anchor's dragging.
Why didn't you tell me?
How would you like to ride in Boyd's plane?
I think I'd like it.
Boyd, would you like to have a passenger like Irene on your next trip?
Couldn't take her.
Well, it's possible she couldn't take very much of you either, Boyd.
In
We're a very friendly trio, don't you think? Couldn't take her. That's what I like in a pilot, romance. I assume you mean you don't want her on your plane, and as a representative of American womanhood, I demand an explanation.
Groucho, it isn't that. It's that,
It isn't what?
Well, it isn't that we can't take her. I mean, we're not allowed by the CAA to fly.
What's the CAA?
That's the Civil Aeronautics Administration.
How would they know about it?
Well, we only fly freight, you see, domestically, and we're not allowed.
Some pretty fair freight there, I'd say. Well, you two make a wonderful couple, and I hope you'll have many happy little seaplanes. All right, now let's see how you make out in the quiz. Mr. Fannin.
Yes.
I used to call him George, but we got so many complaints. This is, we got letters saying, what do you call this guy Fannin for? Call him Mr. Fannin or George?
So that really accounts for the kind of dignity that we now have in the show.
Fannin, explain the rules, huh?
All right. You bet as much of your $20.
Fannin doesn't laugh at me, he gets bounced.
You bet as much of your $20.
There's nothing a man won't do to retain a job.
You bet as much of your $20 as you want on each of four questions. And the couple that earns the most money gets a chance at the $1,000 question at the end of the show.
All right, now let's see how high you can bet your $20. You selected, what's the number? How much are you going to bet of your $20?
Let's bet 15.
Okay. How many blind mice?
Three.
Three is right. Some rat out there started the applause.
You're on your way with $35.
Remember, you're going for $1,000 tonight. Now, how much of your $35 are you going to risk?
$34.50.
$34.50, huh? Wow. You're betting, okay. How many leagues under the sea?
Seven.
12. Think it over. Oh, talk it over.
Let's discuss it. Let's go. 12? 7? 14? I'm sorry, it's 20,000.
Oh, how awful.
You have 50 cents.
Here's your third question. Now, how much of the 50 cents are you going to bet? Now, don't go crazy now.
My friend says
49 cents. You still your friend, Irene?
Indeed, yes.
Well, it shows your money isn't everything. Okay. How many men on a dead man's chest?
Say it out loud.
Seven.
No, I'm sorry. It's 15. You've got 1 cent left. All right. Now, here's your last chance to beat the other couple.
Talk it over.
I don't want you to ruin yourself here. No. How much of the 1 cent are you
going to
bet this time?
We'll go completely all out.
You're going the whole penny?
We'll go completely.
Here's your last chance to beat the other couples now. You're betting a whole cent. How many horsemen of the apocalypse?
Three.
No, I'm sorry, four.
Say, Groucho, let's give him another question, huh?
We can't let you go away flat broke like that. I'm going to give you one more question. If you get it right, you win $10, so think hard, and no help from the audience. Who was buried in Grant's tomb?
We invited.
I bet they make a fat living on quiz shows, those two. From quiz shows to quiz shows, cleaning up all of
them. Groucho, we invited some studio location men to the show tonight. And just before we went on the air, our studio audience selected Mr. Jack Lawton. His partner is a housewife from the audience, Mrs. Elsa Hansen. Folks, meet Groucho Marx.
How do you do?
Welcome, welcome, kid. Welcome to your betcha life. Say the secret word and divide $100. It's a common word, something you see every day. You're a housewife, Elsa?
Yeah, I'm housewife. I run in the lumberjack boarding house.
Oh, gee, I wouldn't think so. I thought you were a toe dancer. where are you from, Elsa, old girl?
I'm from Vista, Minnesota. That's farthest up northwest in Minnesota. No more road and no more railroad.
No more road and no more railroad?
Yes,
that's the name of the town you come from?
Vincent.
Oh, Vinton, huh?
Yes, sir.
Well, how is it in the summer?
Summer is wonderful. Good fishing.
Good fishing, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Jack London, huh?
Lawton.
Lawton,
yeah.
You're the location man?
Yes, sir.
What is a location man?
Well, a location man is a sort of an explorer for a motion picture company.
I see. Well, I've done a little exploring around the studios myself. Never had much luck, though. Where are you from, Jack?
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia?
Yes.
How long have you been out here, Jack?
Well, I came out here originally in 1915.
Mm-hmm.
I've been out Universal practically ever since.
That's a fine joint out there, isn't it? That Universal joint out there. I try anything. You can't do it. A joke may jump up from any place. Huh? Now, Jack, as a location man, just what do you do?
Well, usually find locations for the company's shoot, different parts of the valley out here and around the surrounding country.
Well, pretend I'm a big producer and I'm spending millions on a picture about Africa. Now, where should I shoot it?
Oh, Africa.
They pay him $1,000 a week to answer questions like this. Suppose I don't want to go to Africa. Now, find me a good location around here. What do you suggest?
Oh, the San Fernando Valley.
San Fernando Valley is the equivalent of Africa?
Well, you can find most anything out there.
Now, let's get located again.
Yeah.
Tell me, what are some of the odd places you've had to find in California?
Well,
besides Hollywood on a foggy night.
Well, we found the French Riviera up around Santa Barbara. We found the White Cliffs of Dover at Portuguese Bend. And we found Italy right back in the Chatsworth Mountains there.
Well, how closely do these places actually resemble the original?
Why, Chatsworth there looks more like Italy and Italy itself.
I see. Have you ever been to Italy?
No.
Well, then how do you know what it looks like?
Well, I've seen lots of pictures of Italy.
Which ones, for example?
Well, Bell Verdano and several other pictures.
Where'd they make them?
Chatsworth.
Well, I'm sorry I insulted you. For a moment, I thought you were a paw flusher. What sort of work does your husband do, Mrs. Hanson?
I don't have no husband. I've been widowed 19 years.
Oh, that's why you were eyeing me up before.
That's what I did.
Now, did anything unusual ever happen in your boarding house that you could tell us about, Mrs. Hanson?
Yeah, so I remember I went 3 years ago to California.
Oh, you've been here?
No, not California, I mean Florida.
Oh.
So then I say it's...
Well, there's not much different.
Yeah.
Except that it's much warmer here than it is in Florida.
I know. I like it better here.
Oh, well, you better. You want to win any money here tonight.
I was only born left dead, and he didn't took his stuff and went to the other boarding house. I said, Joe, you better hurry up now. I go in by the morning. He says, now, Mrs. Hanson, when you go away, he says, I'm going to die. I say, oh, Joe, I can't. He has to take care of you. I say, you don't going to die anymore now when I'm away, and you can go to the other boarding house. And you know, he died. And I feel
trick to play on the boarding house. Now you're going to play your bet your life. You beat our other two couples, you'll get a chance at the $1,000 question. I can't tell you how much the first couple won, but I'll give you a hint. They didn't win all the money. But Mr. Fetterman, sometimes known as George, is going to remind our listeners.
The pilot and the ship's nurse lost all their money, so these people have a clear field.
Here we go. Now, let's see how high I can bid you $20. How much of the 20 are you going to bet?
15.
Yeah, $15.
$15. You selected name the state. Here's your first question. You're going to bet $15. As late as 1947, we were acquiring national parks, the last being the Everglades. In what state is this national park?
Florida.
Florida is right.
You're off to a good start. You have $35.
I have a hunch that you're going to beat the first couple. Remember, you're going for $1,000 tonight. Now, how much of the $35 are you going to bet?
$25.
In Hannibal, overlooking the Mississippi, there is a statue of Mark Twain. In what state is this statue?
Missouri.
Missouri is right.
Billy, on your way, you have $60.
You're sharp as a tack, and here's your third question. How much will you bet?
We'll bet 50.
You're going to bet 50. 50. On July 8th, 1833, the Liberty Bell tolled for the last time. In what state did the bell last ring? Talk it over, though. In what state? I'm sorry, it's Pennsylvania.
They now have $10.
Well, you're down to $10. That's a shame.
Yeah.
All right, here's your last chance to beat the other couple. How much of the ten are you going to bet?
We'll bet it all.
Bet it all. The Creoles are the descendant of original French and Spanish settlers. In what state are they located?
Louisiana.
Louisiana is right.
$20. Just before we went on the air, Groucho, we found a member of a garden club and a married man in our audience. And here they are, Mrs. Maria Wilkes and Mr. Ian Batchelor. Meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome, welcome. Say the secret word and divide $100. It's a common way, something you see every day. A married man and a garden club member. Is that right? Mr. Ian, is that the way you pronounce it?
That's right.
Mr. Ian Batchelor.
Yes.
I thought you were a married man.
I am a married man.
Well, how can you be a bachelor if you're married?
That's my name.
What's your name?
Bachelor.
You know, we can get sued by Abbott and Costello for this. Who's on first? Let's see, you're a member of a garden club?
I am.
No, you.
No, I'm a bartender.
You don't belong to a garden club?
No, I don't.
Are you sure that's a prize-winning crop of spinach you've got on your lip there? What kind of a mustache do you call that, Ian?
Oh, I call it an old-fashioned mustache.
Well, cut it off and put a cherry on it. I like old-fashioned. What is your name?
Maria Wilkes.
Oh, Maria Wilkes, that's right. Where are you from originally?
I'm from Italy and South Africa.
You were born in Italy?
Born in Italy, went to South Africa, and then came here.
How old were you when you were in South Africa?
Well, that would be telling too much.
Why do you object to telling too much?
Women don't like to tell their ages.
I didn't ask you your age. I just asked you how old you were when you were in Italy.
You're a good mathematician. I was a child.
You were a child. You're still a child.
Thank you.
It's nothing, really. Ian, where are you from? Are you a bottle baby from County Cork?
No, I'm from San Francisco.
San Francisco, huh?
Yes.
I can't keep calling you Ian. Well, what do your customers call you?
Well, they call me Big Mac.
Well, I can understand why, Mac. You look as big as a full-grown bull. Just how big are you?
I'm 6'1 in height and I weigh 300 pounds.
Well, I saved you a lot of bull. You know, if you hadn't told me you were a bartender, I'd have sworn you were a jockey. I mean, on the horse I bet on last Saturday. What size shirt do you wear, Mac?
This shirt I've on is a sports shirt, and it's size extra, extra, extra large.
Certainly a lot of extras. You sound like the five-star final. He's probably equipped with a radio, heater, and white sidewall tires. How large are your suits, Mac?
It's size 54.
Oh, wow. Well, it's just the size I buy. Now, where do you do your bartending, Mac?
At the Coach and Horses.
Are you one of the horses or the coach? Now, Mac, how about food? Are you a big eater?
Yes, I'm a heavy eater. For breakfast, I often have 2 ham steaks, a side of hash brown potatoes, a quart of milk, and a dozen eggs.
Doesn't anybody ever send you a care package? Mrs. Wilkes, what did you have for breakfast?
A lemon water and herb tea.
That's pretty daring, isn't it, Mrs.
Very nice.
Lemon water and herb tea. I used to know a fellow named Herb Tea. I wonder if he's any relation. Mrs. Wilkes, which garden club do you belong to?
The Los Angeles Garden Club, the Begonia Society, the Fuchsia Society, the Bulb Society. The Anthroposophical Society.
What was that last one?
Anthroposophical.
What does that mean?
That means the study of the higher culture of plants and all the things that go with the higher culture of plants.
Could I join one of your garden clubs?
We'd be delighted to have you.
Well, let's not overdo it. Are there many garden clubs around here, Mrs. Wilkes?
I'd say about 100.
100, eh? Why are there so many?
Oh, don't you know that gardening is one of the most important and popular pastimes in Southern California?
You're speaking, I presume, of outdoor pastimes. After all, Mrs. Wilkes, don't forget there's television. Well, you've been an unusual couple, and any time I want to get a pot of geranium, I'll visit Max alone. Now, all right, let's see how you two are going to make out in the battle for the $1,000. You're only $20, and more than our other couples. I can't tell you how much they won, but Mr. Fenneman is going to remind our listeners.
The movie Location Man and the Housewife are leading now with $20.
Here we go. Let's see how high I can bid you $20. You selected animals and birds and songs. How much are you going to bet? Talk it over, your partner.
I think $15.
I think $15.
What flies over the white cliffs of Dover? This isn't a song, now.
You know what? Do you know what it's going to be?
No. Don't be thinking of Audubon. Be thinking of songs.
I don't know the song.
Well, it's Bluebirds.
The Bluebirds, I'm sorry.
All right. $5 now, Groucho.
All right, you have $5. How much you going to bet?
Let's bet.
Three.
What kind of an animal ain't what she used to be?
The old gray man.
The old gray man is right.
$8.
You got $8. Remember, you're going for $1,000 tonight. Now, how much of the $8 are you going to bet?
$6.
What sings in Berkeley Square? From a song.
Don't you know the tune?
No,
it's a nightingale.
Nightingale, I'm sorry.
A nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. Yeah, but then we get a chance to sing on it.
They have $2
now. I sing so beautifully.
They have $2 now.
Oh, they have $2. All right, there's your last chance to beat the other couple. How much of the $2 are you going to bet?
You bet the $2, of course.
The $2. What came over the mountain to see what he could see?
The bear.
The bear is right. Here's one more chance to win some money. Get this one right, and I'll give you $10. No help in the audience, please. What kind of birds do you find on the Canary Islands?
Canaries is right. Well, you people wound up with $4. And that means our second couple, the location man and the housewife, with $20, get the chance at the $1,000 question.
Here we go for $1,000. I'll give you 15 seconds to decide on a single answer between you, so think carefully and please no help in the audience. Here it is. Three famous men are often referred to as the tongue, the sword, and the pen of the American Revolution. Patrick Henry was the tongue, Washington was the sword, but for $1,000, who was the pen? What is the answer you two have decided upon?
Franklin.
No. I'm sorry. It's Thomas Jefferson. So that means the big question next week will be worth $1,500. Well, you lost the big money, but you cleaned up, didn't you? How much did they win in the quiz, George?
$20 in the quiz.
Congratulations and thanks to both of you and to all of our contestants on the show tonight.
Starring Groucho Marx has come to you through the facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.